Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Now, those who listen to the show on a regular basis have noticed that I've had some technical problems, and people not hearing me, people cutting out, yeah, all kinds of crazy things, Skype knocking me off. Just the last few days have been my end, and hopefully a little bit to Blog Talk. They didn't seem to admit to any fault, but that's okay. But so let's see if it helps. If not, I can take some more drastic measures to make sure the show works. But let's try this, see the adjustments I've made help a little bit, and I can talk to people actually. So welcome to the show. What are we doing today? Soul reading. So what is a soul reading? Okay. Those who haven't listened to me before, and I see you have callers, so I'll start taking calls in a minute. And I have some articles that I thought would be interesting. One on health, because I'm a bit of involved in health issues, but also in this idea of the mind body, how that you can control or influence your health through the idea of the thoughts that you use, changing your body, changing your DNA, turning things on and off for a healthier life by changing your thoughts and changing your emotions. Emotions is a big part of it, right? So that's a little bit to do with soul readings. It's a little bit about health. It's mostly about what is your soul saying to you in life. Now, I've shied about when, I'll get into the when it can happen, when whatever you're looking for can happen, right? We can get into a little bit of that. But I'll put a little caveat onto the when part. The when part, a lot of it has to do with you. You know, spirit can say it can happen in 3 months. But that's ideally, that's if everything goes well and it works. And the reason it wouldn't go well is because you're not in alignment with what you want. So I'm bringing in the principles of the law of attraction. So I'm bringing in, yeah, here's the when, but there's a how part. Sense of what you need to do to be in alignment. The universe is aligning for you. So the what part is really up to you. What do you want? What do you want? That's up to you. And then we get into the when and how. And that's how it works. I guess it's a little different than some psychics, but I really influenced by the law of attraction and these principles of your thoughts create your world. So let me take a call or two. So you know where I'm coming from. You know what I'm coming from. So yeah, the big emphasis is on the how part and not so much even on the when part, because you can blow the when part right out of the box by not being aligned with what.
I take a call. Maybe you'll understand what I mean.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hopefully I'm doing much better. Hopefully I can hear you, and hopefully I've resolved some of the issues I had with being knocked off the air and not hearing people. Okay, so what's going on?
Right.
And who am I speaking to?
Sherelle.
Sherelle, you got a little bit of turbulence at your end. It's wind, I guess. Right? You outside?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. So what's going on today?
Yes, I'm not normally called about a guy named Sam, but I'm calling him about a guy named Taj. Now, what do you pick up on him? I just met him, like, going on 2 weeks now.
Okay, so what's the question?
I said, what do you pick up on a guy named Taj? How does he feel about me?
Okay, well, then let's get I got to get more information because I got to tap into his energy field. Do you have a date of birth?
12.
Yeah, because it's a little harder because I'm not reading your energy as if I was talking to you either on Skype or in person. So I can give you general thoughts on that. But
I'm sorry if I'm breaking up.
Yeah, go ahead. What's his date of birth?
26.
12/26. So what's he? Okay, I'm going to give you the expression I hear from spirit, and exactly, and I'm getting, when I say the word yes, that means I'm confirming of what I'm getting. I'm getting a confirmation for what I get. So when I use the word yes, it usually will say, yeah, I'm getting that. So I'm getting cautious interest. And I'm hesitating to say, well, you're going to be mad
into some place. But there's a
your phone breaking up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a problem. But I'm trying to. I thought I did some of the corrections. Let's see. I may have to make some more drastic measures next week to do some more things. But some people said that Blog Talk has had some problems too. So some of it's beyond my control. But let me get back to what I was thinking about you and him. He feels a bit scattered. Is the word I get? Scattered. A lot of energy in. He's got to step up. He's got to. Solid. Okay. Relationship, then you can put your heart into it. Because I don't get him. I get him kind of scattered, like not quite sure what he wants. And I use the word cautious interest. So I would be careful. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Don't get too early because he needs to, and I keep getting the word solid for you.
Okay. Solid.
You got it? You know what I mean by that?
No.
Well, it means he has to be really into it. Really.
Okay.
With you. Completely into it.
I mean, hesitating. I'm not sure what I want. I'm not sure, you know. Yes. But he has to be like, he has to make the first commitment to, I like you, let's start something. Let's be monogamous together. Okay.
Yeah, well, we only been knowing each other going on 2 weeks, so we can't move that.
Well, that's
quick.
What I mean. I would be really careful because he feels very scattered. Okay.
Okay. Normally, I thought about that.
Wandering eyeballs and wandering heart. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally, I thought about the boy Sam, but I haven't talked to him going on 2 weeks because.
Take care.
I'm trying to keep the calls a little short because partly because this is the intention of the show is just to give you a brief reading on whatever's going on with your soul or other people. If you want a more extensive reading, you can contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page or my website, and we can set up a time either by Skype or on the phone. Okay, so we can do that. And there's I have a special rate, which is on my website if you want a reading. Okay, even a 5-minute reading. So I'm just going to keep these.
That's kind of what they're all about, right?
Okay. You can hear me. I've made some changes. I may have to make more to make this work, but I think some of it is Blog Talk's problem, not mine. Pass the buck, right? Pass the buck. So let me take another call. Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Well, I had to put my cat down this afternoon.
Oh, that's a tough one. How old was your cat?
20.
Oh, that's a long
cat that I had to put down last year. He was 19.
18.
Yeah.
So that's a long life. And once they get to that point, it really becomes about quality of life, doesn't it?
Exactly. Her breathing was like she was suffocating the last few days.
Yeah, so it's letting them move on to wherever they're going, right?
Right.
I'd like
to know what's coming up. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You ask your question.
I'd like to know what's coming up on my spiritual journey.
Ask that again. You cut out. I'm sorry.
What's coming up on my spiritual journey?
Okay, let me ask this first question because I hear this to ask you anyway. Where are you at right now? Because let's start with a starting point. Where are you at right now?
I'm a Reiki person, and I'm reading a lot of books, and I want to do some type of energy healing.
Okay.
And your heart's into it.
Let me answer this your question this way, because it's probably this is how I'm getting it from spirit. And you, it's the universe is in alignment with what you want to do. Okay, just have it settled in your heart and be clear about what you want, because the universe, mm-hmm. your soul, is in alignment of you doing what you want to do, but make sure that you're passionate about it. It feels like you are. But what happens is,
doubt it. Sometimes we question it, right?
Mm-hmm. So what I get for you is, yes, you can do what you want to do. Absolutely. The universe is in alignment with you. It's your gift. Helping people.
Mm-hmm.
See, I get the word emotional around you, but not that you're emotional. I don't mean it that way, because I'm feeling the energy around you as emotional. It's to some degree, it's more of an emotional healing than it is a physical healing. And the emphasis should be on emotional healing, because that.
Well, I know a lot of people come to me for advice, so maybe. Yeah.
But you can do that hands-on, too, with Reiki. The intention of your Reiki is, if you work on the energy places, let's say chakras, is to help them to remove the negative emotions that are holding them back from healing. Does that make sense? Follow me?
Yes, I do.
Because it really is about, is people don't heal because their emotions don't allow them to heal, because they can't
affect their chakra centers, which.
And so if you're helping them hands-on, not just talking to them, your intention is to remove or drive out, is another way of putting it, that emotional base. If they start crying, then that's a really good thing. Because then they're releasing, and encourage
right.
them to release emotionally as you go through the process, and ask them and feel for them what emotion is attached to each chakra. What's the negative emotion in that chakra? What are you feeling, you know, emotion-wise in that chakra in a negative way?
Vibration.
Okay.
And then you can help.
That's great.
Okay. That, but you can
That's
get what
great.
You want.
Thank
but
you.
I just hear that as an advice for you from spirit, that it really is about removing the emotions that allow them to heal, or the negativity, whatever
mm-hmm.
word you want to use there. Okay.
Thank you.
Go for it.
Thank you.
And the sound of your voice is very comforting too, but you can use that along. Take care. Have a beautiful weekend. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
That's part of the coaching thing. And if people want extended reading on that, I don't like to preach this, but I think it's really important. I can help you further. And if you want to contact me offline. Okay. So I got another call or two, and then I got some articles. There's an interesting article. It's written from a very Christian point of view, but it's a really beautiful article about 7 ways to hear God's voice. And I kind of twist
the cool thing. And then I have
I think is really cool about fats, good fats, bad fats, all that stuff. So take some more calls if you want to call in. Spirits talking to the phone line. I don't know about that. What do you mean by spirits talking through the phone line? I don't know. Let me take a call. That's an interesting thought. I probably interpret that differently than what you intended to make it sound like. So if you want to explain it a little bit further in the chat room, that would be cool.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having your show today.
And who am I speaking to?
My name is Chiba.
Ooh, you're cutting out a lot. We don't have a very good connection. Try again. Or speak
my name
a little
is
louder.
Tina.
Tina?
Yeah, my name is Tina. Yes, thank you for having your show.
Tina with a T,
yes.
Right? And not a
yes,
P.
Yes,
T-I-N-A.
No,
okay,
Tina.
Okay, so what's going on with Tina? So do you have some fun plan for the weekend? Do you have any fun planned for the weekend?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have a lot of fun planned for this weekend.
I'm sorry.
Question.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know, what do you pick up for me? Yes, I do have fun planned for the weekend. Thank you.
Pick up for you. Now, that's a big open question. Any particular area of your life so we can focus in on something?
Again, business and my relationship with Sean.
So what's the problem with business?
Newness. I'm exciting because I'm doing new things, so I have to go day by day with connecting with new people.
What kind of business is it?
I'm doing aerobics, so I'm connected with gyms, and I want to go to nursing homes.
Okay. Here's what I hear about your business. Can you hear me? Because you cut out a little bit, and make sure that you're actually.
I hear you well.
Okay. What I'm picking up on that is, in it's more of a picture that I'm seeing, and it's about staying focused.
Yes.
Okay. It's about staying focused on what you do, because you do a great job at what you want to do, but you get distracted. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not so much that you want to get
distracted, but people.
Okay, here's the other thing I hear. Now, you had a question about a relationship, and that maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it does, right? Because relationships can put us all in a crazy place, right? Love can do strange things. Love can be positive, and love can be just really wacky sometimes. So what I'm kind of hearing about the In sense of relationship and business, it's almost like a warning of don't let the emotional
affect the business.
Okay.
Let's say, I'll give you an example, and I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just kind of giving you hypothetical more than anything. Let's say you've had an argument with your his name's Sean, right?
Yes.
Be very careful of shifting your mood when you go into the business environment, because you're selling, right? And you're presenting things to people, right?
Aerobics? I'm doing aerobics.
Yeah, but you're still selling, okay? You've got to be high energy. You've got to be high energy, right? Right?
Yes.
So you can't drag in any emotional downers from a relationship. Is he a bad guy? No, he's not a bad guy. Is he moody? Yes. Okay? I don't know why I get that, but I get the word moody. I don't think it's so much you, but I think you're pretty good energy-wise. Just don't let the moodiness of the relationship drag into your work. But what specific questions do you have about the relationship, though?
Just where it's going. He is moody. His birthday is 10/9, October 9th.
Yeah, he's moody. Yeah. When you say, where's it going? Like, are we going to get married someday? That sort of thing?
Yes, because I slowed him down. He was moving really fast. He wanted us to move in together, and I slowed him down, so.
Okay. Okay, let me answer that question, because it feels like, that's the intention, or that's the direction. That's the direction to go. Yeah, you're very good about slowing it down, but that it feels that you need to push it off into more of a thing.
I'm sorry,
okay.
It blinked out. Push it off into more of a what thing?
Long-term, more long-term. Long-term being more than 3 to 6 months. How long have you been together?
3 months.
Yeah, don't make any commitments after about 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
And what I'm also feeling is that you need to establish a really good friendship first.
Yes, why was he moving so fast?
Because men do that. Men get needy, and they want to drag themselves into or they want to be taken care of, basically.
Okay.
Sometimes the sex, sometimes
even I don't get this around him so much, but in the sense of financial, but I'm not picking that up as strongly, is an emotional, sexual kind of, is he a mama's boy, do you know?
Is he a what now?
Mama's boy.
Yes, he is.
Oh, see, so now be careful with that, because a mama's boy is trying to replace mom.
Okay.
So I would be really careful. He's got to grow up.
Well, he's really independent. Maybe I should rephrase it. He loves his mom because he's independent. Like, he takes care of his children.
We're talking
and lives by
emotional.
Himself. Oh, okay.
We're talking an emotional maturity. Emotional maturity, okay?
Oh, yes.
A lot of men can be very financially successful, but they're not emotionally mature yet. So he needs to grow up a little bit.
Okay.
Slow down the process is basically what I'm saying to you. Okay?
Yes.
Got it? Because
yes,
he feels
you.
Like the mama's boy is too much, has too much influence on him. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know what the moodiness was about. I'm like, why is he moody?
Oh, it's because it's a sense of insecurity on his part. That's what I hear. There's a certain insecurity on his part. Okay?
Oh.
He's battling with his own ego. I can use that expression. Okay? There's a part of him that's battling with what he should be doing and what he's doing. Okay? So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go, but just be careful with that.
Yes, thank you very much.
Let him calm down in the relationship before you start making a serious commitment, okay?
You let him calm down with what relationship?
In the relationship. Let him relax in the relationship. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Take care.
Thank you,
sir.
Bye.
Bye now. What happened? It won't go away. Go away. Oh, there it goes. There it went. Yeah, I don't know where the noise is coming from. You know, I've been trying. I pass the buck onto them. I'm thinking on a Monday, same setup. See how it works. Maybe they've made some adjustments by then, because I've heard from other people that listen to other shows that there's been some problems, but we'll see, right? We'll see. I don't know. Maybe it's all me. I don't know. So how's everybody doing in the chat room? You guys having fun? You have a good weekend planned for yourselves in the chat room? Not in the chat room, of course. You got a real life outside of this, I hope. Yeah, I do other things, really. I don't sit around and listen to Blog Talk all day. Right? My cat and dog are somewhere.
Boy, too. They kind of like,
Okay, so it is they denied responsibility. You know, they didn't want to take responsibility for all this, right? Whatever. Okay, but I'm having fun. As long as we get through this and we have some fun and answer some of your questions, we will adjust. Okay, so let me take a call. I have a call. I have a waiter. Okay, I'm listening to, I'm reading the chat. You guys are just, okay, you guys chat away inside there. I'll take a call. Okay, hello. They're just having a great time in the chat.
You're not in the chat
room.
Hello? Anywhere. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is George. Who am I speaking to?
Is it okay if I don't want to give my name?
How about a first initial? Can you do that?
Jeez.
Okay, go ahead and ask your question. I'll try to tap into your energy anyway. I'll try to tap into your energy, but let's see how we do. See if spirit and your soul agree that this is working, okay?
Okay. I wanted to know if you have any messages for me.
Since you don't want to give your name and I'm really having a hard time picking up completely into your energy field, any specific area of your life that you want a message?
Love.
love, as in wanting love, needing love. I'm just seeing what I hear. This is really hard this way without getting really tap into your energy. Weird expression for you, and I'm not sure what I mean by this or what they mean by this. I get the word conquer, but I don't think it's like you're going to like conquer nations. I don't know why they would say this about love. It's like, don't be overwhelmed by love, okay? Are you looking for love right now?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling this overwhelmness about something, about love. It's just like an overwhelming feeling about love. And
maybe it's the desire,
but it's a heaviness, okay?
Okay.
So okay. What I'm trying to get for you, what I'm feeling for you is take it lighter. Don't worry about it. It'll happen. The universe has it aligned for you. It's already there for you to be aligned. Don't be overwhelmed by the need of it. I guess that would be the best way to describe that. Okay, it's there. It's out there. It's just, you know, the need for something kind of pulls it away, kind of pushes it away sometimes, that overwhelming desire for something. And that's kind of what I'm getting by don't be calm.
Okay.
It's probably summertime feels really good for you. Okay.
Okay.
Summertime feels really good for you. Probably July. But the how part is kind of go into this in a light, breezy attitude. Like, if it happens, it happens, whatever, whatever. I'm busy with my life and love is not that big a deal. But then it will happen. The more you seem to want something, the more you seem to push it away. Okay?
Okay. All right.
It'll happen.
Thank you. Keep it.
Love light.
Oh, that's hard sometimes. Woo. Yeah. I couldn't get the word conquer from her, but it was really about not being overwhelmed by the need for something. Yeah, we do that. And that's the whole principle of the law of attraction. That's what it's all about, is we put it out to the universe. Let's say we want love, or we want a new job, or we want $1 million. Then what happens? We
to question it or start to
about it, or a belief system from our childhood comes into play, and what happens, and then we start to, I don't deserve it, you know, that subconscious, I don't deserve it, love has never worked for me in the past, I've always been a failure at love, all that sort of stuff starts to come into play, and then we wonder why we're not getting it. And the readings I'm trying to do for people is, okay, this is what the universe, you've asked for it. This is what you want. The universe has it aligned for you. And this is about when it can happen in your life.
Kind of like the time frame.
The other part of that is, okay, what you have to do, how you can get there, what you have to shed or drop, and like that other lady, stop that desire for love. Just let it flow, because the universe has it for you anyway. Okay, so that's enough of that. Okay, so any questions? Are you paying attention? You're not paying attention in there, are you? I love the one tooth little thing. The little happy face with the one tooth. You guys have one tooth between you or something? I don't know. Okay, so let's move on. Any questions? Any thoughts?
Love.
Isn't it? Love can be a very destructive thing, though. Can't it? You know what I mean? Because if you get so wrapped up in the concept of love that everything in your life gets kind of like blown out. Okay, you guys are off in your own little world. So let me get into an article or two. And I thought this is kind of appropriate because I encourage people to tap in, connect with their higher self, connect with the divine nature within them for their own answers. Sometimes you hear it from other people, and it's just a validation.
So the
come, and it's seven ways to hear God's voice. And I could say it's seven ways to hear the voice of the universe or spirit or source. You don't have to necessarily put the word God there. I had a big discussion with somebody the other day about the idea of God and how that can be misunderstood. It is. The key to sensing the voice of God or the universe lies in our ability to actively listen and be available. Here are seven ways to quiet your soul and get a place to receive spiritual blessings from above.
But it isn't really everything.
Spirit is just that blink of an eye away. It's like it's the in between the breath. That's where spirit is, the universe. The dimensions of the universe are right connected to our dimensions. It's between the space between the cells. It's, whoa, what is this? My screen. Some kind of crazy thing. Oh, I know what it is. So it's the space between this. It's like the space between the protons and in the atoms. Okay, never mind. We won't get at all that. That's just way too much stuff. Get quiet. Remove all.
Put your phone away and just
of the day. Give God or the universe room to speak to your heart. Yeah, isn't that so true? We get so busy in our lives. We get so caught up in our activities that we don't give space, time, energy to the universe to speak to us. And people say, well, you know, I've been praying, but sometimes you got to stop to listen, don't you? Okay, you guys are having too much fun. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go. So if you want to hear
people on what they say,
meditate on the word, grab hold of one scripture and unpack its meaning throughout the day. Allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate the word within through prayerful pondering. I would say to you that meditate on a word that is really important to you, like peace or love or forgiveness, and just focus on that one word. I've been focusing on compassion, being altruistic, love, healing, and forgiveness. I think that's it. All those words. Okay, so pick a word.
A little meditation each.
Back to that. Picking a word and focusing on a word is of your concern. Let's say you want more peace in your life. Let's say you want more prosperity in your life. Let's say you want more love in your life. Focus on that word and let the universe, let God bring to you those, attach that to you. I like this one. Zip your lips. That's hard for some of us, isn't it? Zip our lips. It's hard for me sometimes. Zip my lips. Be quiet. Zip my lips. Okay.
Try to cut down the
words you use, especially in situations where it's becoming habit. Bring your speech under the submission of Christ or the universe or spirit and take, I would even say that, bring your spirit under the submission of your soul, speaking from the soul and not the ego, and take your clues from the universe, your soul, when to speak. So it's like you go internal and you stop and make it a soulful expression instead of an ego expression. Don't let the ego run the mouth. Let the
soul. Okay, what's the next one?
Let's see what's going on. I'm just kind of paying attention to you guys too. I am really paying attention to you, but you seem to be in the chat room having your own kind of, your own thing going on here. Hi. Whoa. Okay, no questions. Okay, back to what I was talking about. Seven ways to hear God's voice. Bookends for the day. Early in the morning, before getting out of bed, or right before falling asleep, both are great times to discern God's voice. Let God, the universe, speak into you, into your day at those pivotal
end and end with their thoughts.
Thoughts of spirit, thoughts of your soul. Now, I've been practicing, and I got to practice on the other end of the day, but I've been practicing in the morning before I get before the coffee, which is like, you know, after starting the coffee, and I take I meditate for 10 minutes or 11 minutes, and that is really long enough, because about after about 10 to 15 minutes, if you go any longer than that, what happens? You get distracted. You start thinking about your day, what you're going to do, what you got to do. So start your day with about a 10-minute meditation. Focus on something that you want to focus on. And then you can end the day with meditation on what you accomplished, what you appreciated about the day. Always get into the word appreciation or gratitude. What were you grateful for during the day? And set up your next day. In the sense of, tomorrow, this is what I want to accomplish, and this is what I want the universe to help me with tomorrow. So set it up, and let your dreams get involved in that, and creating the tomorrow that you want. It's like presetting tomorrow at night.
Okay, so moving right along.
I feel like we got 33 things going on here. I like this next one. Go for a prayer walk. Take a stroll in the cool of the day. Okay. And initiate dialogue with the universe through prayer or meditation. You can do a meditation walk too. I was reading one Buddhist master was talking about how that meditation can be done at any time. Meditation can be done washing the dishes. Meditation can be done walking. Meditation can be done in the shower. Meditation can be done anytime.
It's just focusing yourself.
The idea of focusing on a word, focusing on something you want, focusing on that connection, and just let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. And it's really distracting yourself from the anxieties that you face every day, isn't it? It's about distracting yourself from, I got to do this, I got to do that, oh, I got this problem, I got that other problem. So do that, do that. So any comments in the chat room? I got a few more minutes. I've been able to
connection today. That's a very good thing.
Sound thing to be a little better, right? Can you still hear me? I hope so. You guys are having your own little chat going on here, which is kind of cool. So I think I'm done with that article. We're done. Yeah, no, one more thing, I think. If you have any questions. This next one, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave it alone. But basically what the article is saying in the last part of it is find a way to find solitude. You don't have to go live in a cave somewhere. Find your happy place, an emotional happy place, where you can
world for a while. Turn off
everybody. The kids, the dog, the cat, whatever it is, right? Just turn it all off and be quiet. Be one with the divine. Be one with your soul. And that's that meditation practice that I've been talking about. So any questions? Got a few more minutes left. Oh, I had something for you. I was going to do it at the beginning of the show, and I spaced out because we got callers, and I got busy doing other stuff. I got a joke. You guys ready for a joke? This is the joke of the day, and I thought it was kind of cute. I get these every day. This is an elderly joke, you know, like older people, right? A woman on the phone to her friend. I
fully out of shape. So I
joined a fitness club and start exercising. I decided to take an aerobics class for seniors. I bent, I twisted, I gyrated, jumped up and down, and perspired for an hour. But by the time I got my leotards on, the class was over. Okay, I like that joke. Yeah, I like that joke. So that was a cute joke.
You're going to do, I won't try to get it done.
5 minutes left. Anybody have questions? We got 5 minutes left on the show. Any questions, any comments, any thoughts, anything you need any advice on, anything? I know my cat's kind of tolerant of the vacuum, can kind of put up with a little bit. My dog likes to watch me do it. dogs love to watch you do it, right? What? You didn't hear it. We're back to love. What's the deal with love? Okay, you want a prediction about love?
You want a prediction about love.
Everybody wants a prediction about love, don't you? No, not really. So who wants a prediction about love? I know my one friend here does. Question about detachment. Let me answer that question first. I hear there's a ways to go in detachment. It's from emotional
things that you're trying to attach from
actions, right? And so what I'm feeling is you got a ways to go, but you're on the road to do that. Not you. Somebody out there has the thing about detaching. But I'm really feeling it's just a little bit more work. It's just a little bit more work. You know, what I'm kind of hearing for you is don't worry about detaching. Don't worry about the detachment. Don't worry about the letting go. You create the new that replaces it. So if you're trying to detach from the...
You need to, a lot of times, just...
shiny and new. Something that feels good. Move into something that feels good. Now, I have a caller. I'll take that real quick because I only got a couple minutes left in the show and I can answer a quick question. But instead of spending all your time trying to detach, move into something you want. Want something that feels good. Move towards feeling good. And the thing that you want to detach from will go away. Okay? Because if you're feeling good, something from the past is just going to go away, hopefully. You don't hang on to it. Hello?
Hi, George. I was just listening, but I was just wondering about love, if love is coming for me. It's pretty soon.
Okay. So it's all about, yeah, so I was talking about detachment there, and the caller just was listening, wasn't really. Okay, so, yeah, it's about looking for what you want. You know, it's that law of attraction. We get back to those whole principles again. You instead of trying to batter something up and beat something up and try to get rid of something and try to cut it away and cut it off all the time, just bring something new in that feels good. Always seek something that feels good. Always get into the state of gratitude and appreciation for what you have and what you
want. Visualize what you want.
And, you know, the principle basically is what you had in the past, you've learned that you don't want. You no longer want that, whatever it is. And you're detaching from something you don't want. But the idea is now, okay, what do I want? And then you start moving towards what you do want, as in a relationship. What feels better in a relationship? What kind of relationship do I want? And you're putting that out to the universe. Okay, this is what I want. Without spending a lot of time on the old stuff, yucky stuff that doesn't feel good anymore.
Up. And that's how the brain works anyway. That's how the
less attention you put on something and a thought, the more the thought will shrivel up and go away. It's where you put your attention and where you put your thought processes on that you build that hardwire in your brain. But if you stop thinking about something, the hardwire fades away and it goes away. That's like memory, isn't it? If you don't think about something for a long time, I don't remember about that anymore. Yeah, that's how it works. Okay, it's been fun. This is better than it was the last few shows, and at least that's kept me on the air, and we haven't gotten...
See how this works, and if I have to make some more...
Just dog talk, which they won't admit to. We'll work around that. We'll still have some fun. We'll talk. Okay, thank you, folks. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. Stay out of trouble, or get into trouble. You're... point of mind, right? And yeah, so we'll talk soon. Have a great one. Bye. Thank you for listening. Pink.